Hi, cuties. This is Danielle. Thank you so much for joining us. This is actually just a small preview of our Patreon exclusive episode. You can hear the entire episode starting with a $3 membership on Patreon. See the link in the show notes. Love you, mean it.
So we're going to move to the murder of Sidney Loof, which is also tied to my theme of vampires, vampirism. So a little bit of background about Sidney. Sidney was born on August 21st, 1993.
Baby.
She was 24 years old at the time of her murder.
People are born in 93 and are 24?
Yeah.
I'm old as fuck, y'all.
So Sidney's parents were George and Susie Loof. She had a brother named Levi and a sister named Mackenzie. Oh, she was cute. Born in Broken Bow, Nebraska.
Have you ever been to Nebraska?
No.
I have.
I'm not surprised.
Well, Minnesota's really close.
So is North Dakota, right?
Nah, I mean, North Dakota's further west, but, like, I went to Lincoln. I actually wanted to go to school in Lincoln, Nebraska. That was
She lived in Lincoln.
Yeah, that was, like, the place I really wanted to go. I went there for, like, a student. I was, like, a student leader on campus,
mm-hmm.
and I was black, so they were, like, go represent you were? Our school.
Mm-hmm. Are you still not?
Now I'm a black cat. According to my...
That is what Zoom says, yes.
But yeah, I went to Lincoln, Nebraska, and I really liked it. If I wouldn't have went to school in North Dakota, I would have went to school in Nebraska. Which, I've been there.
So she's from Broken Bow, but the obit mentions that she lived in a bunch of different places in Nebraska while she was growing up. At the time of her death, she was working at a store, as a store clerk, at a store called Menards?
Yeah. You don't know what Menards is?
No, sis, what is it? Tell us all.
Save big money at Menards. That's their little thing.
That doesn't tell me anything about the store.
No. I guess it would be like an Ace Hardware, Lowe's, like just a big outdoor store retailer.
Okay. Her obituary about her says that she was a lover of the outdoors. She loved to go fishing and enjoyed a round of golf. She was a caring individual who was known for having a loving, kind heart, as many friends, Menards customers, and fellow employees would attest to. Sydney was also extremely passionate about animals.
Lots of animal lovers today.
Lots of animal lovers today. You know, I fucks with animal lovers, mm-hmm. so. But now I have to tell you about two pieces of shit.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm going to tell you about Aubrey Traill first. Because he's the one that kind of ties all of this story back to vampirism.
Okay.
He was 54 years old at the time.
She's 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm interested.
We'll get there.
Okay.
He was engaged to Bailey Boswell, who's the other piece of shit I'm going to tell you about in a second. He called himself a vampire. So he and Bailey said that they were the leaders of a coven of witches.
Okay, all right. I literally was thinking while you were saying this, I was literally going to tell you my grandmother was a witch. She practiced Wicca. And I don't like when people do that shit where they're like, I'm a witch. I'm going to drink blood. I'm going to sacrifice things. That's not
right.
What
that are not Wiccan witches.
No. You're just.
Let's definitely separate the two.
People may be vampires. They may be real vampires who are like, I'm addicted to drinking blood. But that doesn't mean they're also pieces of shit that don't go and, like, rampage and kill people.
True. This piece of shit did, though. So he and Bailey were the leaders of a coven of witches. It was about 12 to 13 witches. Aubrey said that he had the power to fly.
No, he was didn't. Shut the fuck up.
Within his coven, he was daddy. And she was queen witch. And let me tell you, I've seen Aubrey's photos. Ain't nothing about him, daddy.
Queen witch, shut the fuck up. I hate both of y'all already.
Hey cuties, and now it's Megan. Hope you enjoyed that quick little preview. You can catch the rest of this Patreon exclusive at the link in our show notes. Love you, mean it.